transgender researcher was funded by puberty blocker manufacturer. By Spencer Lindquist on August 4, 2022. A company that sells puberty-blocking drugs funded the co-author of a study that recommends transgender medical treatments for children before puberty. The study, titled Sex Assigned at Birth Ratio Among Transgender and Gender-Diverse Adolescents in the United States, was authored by Jack Turbin, Brett Dolatina, Dana King, and Alex Kiroglian. The study was highlighted by NBC and defends what it refers to as gender-affirming medical care for children, which can consist of halting puberty, injecting cross-sex hormones, or amputating fully functional body parts. The study concludes that the sex assigned at birth ratio of TGD adolescents in the United States does not appear to favor AFAB adolescents and should not be used to argue against the provision of gender-affirming medical care for TGD adolescents, effectively arguing against the social contagion theory. The social contagion theory states that children may begin to identify as transgender because of social conditioning and suggests that girls may be more susceptible to this phenomenon. Turbin, one of the authors of the study, is a vocal pro-trans activist and has defended drag queen Story Hour and received compensation from a company that makes a drug that is used off-label as a puberty blocker. A report by the Daily Caller News Foundation found that Jack Turbin, who performed a study claiming that puberty blockers are safe, has received at least $15,000 from Arbor Pharmaceuticals, the manufacturer of Triptutor, which is used off-label as a puberty blocker. Turbin is an incoming assistant professor of child psychiatry at the University of California, San Francisco, UCSF. Breitbart News previously revealed that Steven Rosenthal, the co-founder and director of the UCSF Benioff Children's Hospital Child and Adolescent Gender Center, has taken $16,765 from AbbVie and Endo Pharmaceuticals, who both manufacture drugs that are used off-label as puberty blockers. In 2018, Rosenthal received the third most money of any doctor in the country in payments related to Suprelin LA, Endo Pharmaceuticals drug that is used as a puberty blocker. The UCSF Benioff Children's Hospital Child and Adolescent Gender Center offers puberty blockers to children. Brett Dolatina, another one of the authors of the study, has been an active participant in leftist social justice movements. Dolatina has volunteered for GLBTQ Legal Advocates and Defenders, an organization that advocates for children to be able to medically attempt sex changes. Spencer Lindquist is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SpencerLNDQST and reach out at slindquist@breitbart.com.